Wait for the Lord and keep His way. He will exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, you will see it. Today's scripture is Psalms 37:34.
Father, I will wait in your presence today. I know that in beholding you that I am changed. Today I will sit in your lap and look adoringly into your face. Just like your little child, I will long to be like you. Lord, you have won my heart. I love you so much. I belong to you entirely. You are my only love. I will not listen to the ways of this world. I will not be envious of the wicked, for I know that they will be cut off. As I lovingly gaze upon you, my example, I ask that you will perfect your image in me. I will wait on you, Lord. Amen.
Think of the last time you just waited in the Lord's presence. Not asking for things, not praying, just kneeling and waiting. Curled up around his ankles, expecting nothing but basking in his glorious presence.
Today's action: gaze upon God's glory today. Today's treasure can be found in the book of Psalms 27, verse 14. Wait on the Lord and be of good cheer, and He shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, wait on the Lord. Jay and I have had many times in our lives when we had to wait on the Lord. And I wish I could say honestly that we were patiently waiting on the Lord, but sometimes we didn't patiently wait. Other times when we waited and waited and waited and waited, we began to think, what's happened to God? How come we're not hearing from Him? I'm sure all of you have had that experience in your lifetime. But waiting in the Lord's presence, whether it's in prayer or whether it's in you've prayed and prayed and prayed and can't pray anymore, please don't give up. God is always on time. He's never late. He's never early. And His will for your life is perfect.